Hello and welcome to The Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and joining me in studio is England football analyst, Nigel Naika.
Great to be here, Desh. Let's dive into it.
Nige, what a season it has been in the English top flights. I mean, match day 38 of 38. What have you made so far?
It's been a great Premier League season so far. I think Liverpool ran away with it in the end. Not much competitiveness in terms of the other two, Arsenal and City. And then going down to the final day of the league with the Champions League race still on, that's really exciting to see. But sad also to see the relegated clubs going straight back down. The quality in the Premier League is really high.
Yeah, let's just spend a minute on talking about Liverpool over there. I mean, on his slot, one season, one trophy. You've seen what Salah has done, rolling back the years. And then you look at players like Ryan Gravenberg and company doing the things.
Yeah, I think great credit to Arne Slot to come through and win it in his first season. Mo Salah having a GOAT season. We know his quality, but I think the numbers he's putting up are even more impressive by even his standards. To get Gravenberg playing the way he is, a really silky midfielder, I think Slot has done incredibly.
Yeah, looking at the chasing pack then, Arsenal currently in second place, Man City currently in third place. Who needs a better transfer window?
I think both, in my opinion. I think City spent 200 in January and they don't really look like they upgraded much, in my opinion. They did buy quality, in my opinion, in Gonzalez and Marmoush, but I think they do need time. And I think they will go back into the transfer window and buy more. Need a defender, possibly a Rodri replacement. You see how vulnerable they are when they lost him. So the same with Arsenal, just to get a bit closer to the champions. Definitely invest for the striker as well.
Yeah, you just look at that season that Man City's had. Of course, it was a nightmare start for them, you know. And then you look at that middle run over there, not doing themselves any favors, and finally making them their way to the FA Cup final.
Yeah, started like a shadow of themselves. Like we know, usually get even better at the business end, but still managed to struggle a bit. Well, got third place now in an FA Cup final, so it did look like they turned the tide, but then Palace got the better of them. So I think Pep is a serial winner, and they'll go back to the drawing board and come back with a vengeance next season.
Yeah. You know, you look at the rest of the log, Oliver Glasner at Crystal Palace, Iriola at Bournemouth, David Moyes returning to Everton, Vitor Pereira doing the most at Wolverhampton Wanderers. Which of those four managers has done it for you?
A really difficult question, honestly. I think Vitor Pereira came in and turned the tide excellently for Wolves. But if I had to give an answer, I'll go Oliver Glasner for what he's done with that Palace team. When he came in last season, he was a breath of fresh air. They did start a bit slowly this season, but then he's managed to turn it around so well. Now, a FA Cup trophy for Crystal Palace, first time in their history for so long. It really is an amazing job, and I think Glasner would definitely win out of that bunch.
All right. Well, we're going to kick things off this weekend with Bournemouth hosting Leicester. Of course, one final run out for the Cherries.
Yeah, and they've been impressive under Areola, you mentioned as well. So I think they want to give the home fans at the Vitality something to remember. It's been a great season so far. Some good players. So, front of the home fans, I think they get the win over struggling Leicester.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one-way traffic in this one. I can't see a bit of anything else other than a Bournemouth win.
Yeah, I think that there's a gulf in quality in these two, and especially on the final day of the season, I think Bournemouth run out winners, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Looking ahead then to Fulham up against Man City. It was a bit of a same old City in their recent run out against Bournemouth with a 3-1 scoreline.
Yeah, they got the business done. They needed to crunch time now in this race for the Champions League. They know teams are right behind them. So massive win. And I think they'll want the same against a Fulham team that looked to be a bit losing form recently.
Yeah, you kind of wonder if those rumours that Marcus Silva might be heading out the door has filtered into that squad. I mean, we know there's massive interest from Saudi for him.
Yeah, really top manager, and I think he deserves all the credit that he gets. This Fulham team play some entertaining football, and they were in a shout for European football, kind of just fallen off the wagon recently. But yeah, really good team.
Are they going to get the 3 points over City this weekend?
I don't see it coming. I think City get the job done, especially with Fulham faltering recently. But yeah, potential banana skin in Fulham. They're a really good team. So it'll be an exciting game to watch. I think both teams to score could be the safer bet.
All right. Is it a draw as well?
I think City, with their quality, just get over the line. They just edge it, especially with Champions League football on the line.
Next up, we've got Wolverhampton Wanderers welcoming Brentford. Now, of course, the Bees are chasing European football.
Yeah, I think another manager that has done excellently this season, Thomas Frank, got the Bees playing some exciting football, a dangerous team that you don't want to verse. A lot of goals in them as well in Buemo and Vissa. So, yeah, definitely deserve to be fighting for European football too.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that attacking duo, because of course they'll be licking their lips at this Wolverhampton defence, who just conceded 4 goals last time onto Crystal Palace.
Yeah, I think Wolves always have a bit of a leaky defence, especially Palace making that known with 4 goals last week. The front two, we know what they can do on the counter. Mbeumo has been excellent. It's the same with Vissa. So I think these two players will also be touted by many Premier League teams this season, next season. So it'll be difficult for Brentford to keep hold of them.
Yeah. You know, speaking about strikers moving on, Matias Cunha has been in the headlines. Apparently, Man United are in for his signature. Can you see him making that swap?
Yeah, he looks Manchester bound, definitely. I think Fabrizio saying that personal terms just need to be agreed. So in terms of him being a good addition to this United team, I think he'll make a big difference there. He's a really top-class Premier League player, and I think United got a great coup here.
Yeah. How do you see this fixture planning out?
Look, I think I'm going squad draw. It's going to be a difficult game, so I'm going squad draw.
Yeah, I think I'm with you over there. Not much to separate those two outfits. Looking ahead, we've got Nottingham Forest hosting Chelsea, a true battle for European football and the Champions League of all competitions.
Yeah, I think one of the best games to look forward to this weekend, with so much riding on it. Forest at the City Ground is a difficult place to go to. And Chelsea have thrown their name in the hat for Champions League football under Maresca. So there's a lot to riding on this game, definitely.
Yeah, you know, at one stage, Chelsea actually looked to be third on the log, but, you know, it's been a bit of a fall from grace for them.
Yeah, I think there's still some gaps in the team. Need to get a better keeper, maybe. Jackson's form was good at the start of the season, but then he got injured, and disciplinary issues have started. So not great for Maresca, but definitely have a team capable to challenge and to be in Champions League football.
All right, well, you know, this Nottingham Forest outfit are going to go some renovations in this upcoming transfer. Now, of course, we know that Edu has made the move from Arsenal to Forest. Of course, that multi-club project is the convinced him, shall I say. What can we expect from him?
Forest, notoriously big spenders. I think they acquired about 10 more than 10 players last season. And I think Edu coming in with his experience will look to build on that, especially if they do get Champions League football, an extra big kitty to spend. So that'll be interesting to see, because Forest have come from nowhere and become a really big club recently.
Who's taking the 3 points here?
Forest at the City Ground. I think they get the fans behind them, and I think they put Chelsea to the sword here.
Next up, we've got Man United hosting Aston Villa at the Theatre of Dreams. Now, we know Old Trafford has been a happy hunting ground for practically every other club other than Man United. What can we expect this weekend?
It's really damning. It's a place that you never really wanted to go to in the past, but teams are finding much joy there this season. And I think Villa, with Champions League football on the line, I think they go there licking their lips as well, especially United coming off the back of a Europa League final that they'll play tonight. So I think Villa will be well rested and ready to go.
Yeah, well, one player I'd like to single out is Ollie Watkins. I believe the Villa forward has become the all-time leading top scorer in the Premier League. Is he going to add to his tally this weekend?
I think he'll be looking to, no doubt. I think he's been excellent for Villa, overtaking Gabby Agbonlahor's record, like you say, top striker, and can run the channels, scores goals, and he'll be licking his lips against this United defence.
Yeah. You know, what would you say the state of mind would be for Man United approaching this final game at Old Trafford, considering their league?
I think the mood could be very different after tonight, tonight's Europa League final, going into this game. But then again, let's take that out of the equation and give them credit to go and win this game in front of their home fans in the final day. It has been a real poor season all season. So they can put a smile on their fans and maybe just look forward to next season after that victory.
Yeah, well, are they going to do just that, or is Unai Emery going to spoil their party?
I think it's the latter, Desh. I think Unai Emery has been excellent tactician, and I think what's on the line, Villa coming in as an informed team as well, I think they get the win over United.
Okay, next up, we've got the Aaron Ramsdale derby, of course. It's Southampton welcoming Arsenal.
Yeah, shame Ramsdale suffering another relegation. It really is sad to see, but such is the quality in the Premier League. I think Southampton go down as the second worst team in the Premier League history in terms of points, just once over Derby. So yeah, it just goes to show, and I think Arsenal will want to secure second place with a big victory on the last day.
Yeah, I think other than a Gunners win would be a failure.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's one of the bangers of the weekend this weekend. I think Arsenal go there and win on the final day, no doubt.
Yeah, the only thing more obvious than that is the need for a striker. Who's your pick of the lot?
Oh, definitely I would say Isak if I had to choose. He will come with a huge package though, so can we navigate that? Can we get him? There are others on the market, Victor Gyokeres, maybe Benjamin Sesko. So there are options, but I think the pick of the lot would definitely be Isak for me.
All right, well, next up, we actually are at St. James's Park. We're going to be unpacking Newcastle up against Everton. Of course, St. James's Park, never an easy place to go to.
Yeah, one of the most raucous places in the league. And I think that it would be up for it on the final day of the season with what's at stake, Champions League football, secure for next season. So can they do it in front of their home fans? It really is a big question now for Everton. Can they perform?
Yeah, well, you know, Newcastle, of course, losing out to the Gunners last weekend. The 1-0 scoreline, did you feel was a true reflection of the game?
Not at all. I think the first half, David Raya was excellent, saved a few certainties. I think Newcastle had about 5 shots on target as well. So I think I was, for one, on the edge of my seat. And I think we snuck one out there. And definitely Newcastle unlucky not to get anything from the game.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it just goes to show we were watching the same game. I was lost for words at how they couldn't find the back of the net, considering the amount of chances, quality chances. I mean, you look at that effort from Harvey Barnes, just tiptoeing David Raya with two massive saves in that first half, as you mentioned.
Yeah, look, I think credit also to David Raya. It's not the first time he's pulled off performances like this, where he's kept Arsenal in it and made some crucial saves. But I think more than 3-4, that really is like playing out of your skin, and really unlucky for Newcastle not to get anything.
Mm. Speaking of 3-4, it could be that on the weekend.
Yeah, look, Newcastle are very big scorers in the league, especially at home. It is looking likely that they turn this Everton team over, especially with what's on the line.
All right. Well, next up, we're at Merseyside. We've got Liverpool welcoming Crystal Palace. Of course, the Eagles are flying high in the 2025 year.
Certainly are soaring. Just off the back of that FA Cup final to win 4-2, they've got goals in them. They've got exciting players, a top coach. And I think Liverpool, considering after winning the league, they winless, the first team in Premier League history to also go through that spell. It really is going to be a difficult game for them, especially with the mood that Palace come into the game with.
Well, as you mentioned, they're winless across their previous 3 league outings. However, they are at Merseyside. They're at the Kop, at Anfield. Is it going to be same old Liverpool?
I think all signs point to that. They do look like they might be on holiday, and I don't blame them. It's been a long season. But yeah, I do think that home advantage is one of the most difficult places to go to. I think they win here on the last day.
All right. Next up, we've got Ipswich Town welcoming a hot and cold West Ham United outfit. Just one league win across their previous three league outings.
Yeah, I think they'll be sad at the way that the season petered out for them with Graham Potter. I think they thought they could get an upturn in form, but it hasn't worked out. I think they go back to the drawing board now, trying to improve this team as much as they can. They've got some really good players, in my opinion. Paqueta, Kudus.
Even Jared Bowen. I mean, we saw that wonder strike last week and against Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, top individual world-class players that they have. It's really sad to see them languishing at the bottom there. Can they do better next season?
There's been a number of players who stood up for Ipswich Town this season. No one better than Liam Delap. Is he staying in the Premier League?
I think he definitely did enough, more than enough, to warrant a Premier League contract next season. Big teams should be involved. United need a striker. This guy can get you more than 10 goals a season, and he's only 21, 22. So can definitely grow from there and will be touted by many clubs.
Yeah, interestingly enough, he is the first player to earn a nomination for the Young Player of the Season Award despite playing for a relegated team.
Wow, impressive stat. Just goes to show he's scoring goals in a very poor Ipswich outfit. Imagine when he gets into a good team with good players around him. I think he might explode.
A team like West Ham, do you say?
I think, no disrespect to West Ham, but I think he might be a bit more quality and aiming higher, maybe a top six club.
Noted. Your winner in this weekend?
Can't pick a winner here. I'm going squad draw.
All right. The final fixture of the round sees Tottenham Hotspur hosting Brighton. Now, of course, Tottenham Hotspur coming into this round of fixtures in 17th place. I mean, it's plumb last from clubs that are guaranteed to play in the league next season.
It's kind of shocking, Desh, especially when you saw the performances that they managed under Big Ange last season. It looked like there was upward trajectory. To see them performing that the way they are now, it's really is atrocious. They do have a Europa League final to look forward to. Maybe they change their fortunes, but yeah, let's see how this goes.
Can you sum up their poor form to a defensive implosion? Because it wasn't that long ago when you and I were discussing their prolific attack. I think at one stage they were the Premier League's top scorers. How can you be the Premier League's top scorers and be 17th?
Yeah, look, it really is damning when you read it. The defence, they did go through a lot of injuries. Romero and Van de Ven were out for a long time.
Vicario. As well as Vicario. Yeah. So your mid three was literally taken out for weeks.
100%. So I think most teams crumble under that kind of pressure when they have to change three of their best back five or back four. So look, let's not slate them too much. They also had Archie Gray, an 18-year-old, playing centre-back for them. So things to consider, not to slate Big Ant so much. I'm not making excuses for them. It is the Premier League, and the quality is really high.
Do you think Brighton actually sniffed something here? Because they're coming into this fixture on the back of three wins from their previous four league outings. Of course, there is a guarantee of European football for eighth place in the Premier League this season, a spot that Brighton currently holds.
Yeah, I think definitely licking their lips coming into this one, as you mentioned, in good form, and players that can hurt you with that European football on the line. I think they might go there and win in this London derby.
All right. Which way can you see this one going?
I think Brighton come away with a victory, yeah. Especially being well-rested, no game in the midweek with Spurs playing Europa League final. I think the Seagulls get the victory, yeah.
Nige, that's where we're going to leave it for this weekend. It's been an absolute pleasure unpacking all things Premier League related with you this season. Until we meet again. Cheers.
Till then, next season. Cheers.